Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you got an experience or a story you want to share with me or a conversational piece, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either works for me, just get a hold of me. Listen, friends, the book, The Confessionals, Exposing Warring Kingdoms, is coming in October, but you can pre-order it right now on Amazon. The link is in the description. It is a book that I wrote about the supernatural, my journey through the supernatural, how I came to my conclusions through my life experiences and the stories on this show. So if you want to help me out by having a successful book launch, the best thing you can do is pre-order the book today on Amazon. Link in the description below. All right, today we have Aaron coming on the show. And Aaron has a very unique story. He grew up in Canada, but first he was born in Mexico, brought back to Canada as a baby after, I think, 2 years. And he started having supernatural experiences well into his childhood. He was about 6 to 7 years old when he started having rake experiences to the point where he stumbled across this thing outside and it chased him up a tree. And that was just the beginning of his supernatural experiences throughout his life. It led him into witchcraft and then ultimately out of witchcraft and into the safety of the arms of Christ. So let's get to this conversation right now with Aaron. Let's go. All right, today we have Aaron on the show. Aaron, my man, how are you, sir?
Doing good, Tony. Glad to be on.
I'm glad you're here. You're coming from Canada. I can't remember exactly where you said in Canada, which you don't have to disclose. We don't need to dox you today. But what caught me off guard with that is we're gonna be getting into a period of time in your life where you were stalked by a rake creature. I call them crawlers. I know pop culture / creepypastas call them rakes. And because they were popularized by like creepypastas, traditionally people started thinking that these were just made up things and they're fake. And that's the thing is, they're not. And do I know if they're the same thing that creepypastas originally wrote about? I don't. But I do know that through people's descriptions, they're very similar to known things. Like if we could at very least say it could literally be some kind of alien entity or a demonic manifestation in the physical that we're just categorizing as crawlers and rakes because they look like what the creepypastas were talking about. Recently, I had Rusty on the show from North Carolina Case Files, and he started his channel because he wanted to document just strange stories, unusual stories. He wasn't thinking cryptids. He wasn't thinking paranormal. He has a friend that works within the police force there. And they went into dispatch one day and said, hey, do you have any weird 911 calls we could analyze? And they gave him this wild call of a guy who called 911 and said he thought he saw a man bleeding on the side of the road. And then that thing slash man winds up jumping in the back of his truck as he drove by, I suppose. And you hear him on the 911 call. That's not human. That's not human. Have you heard that call before?
I have heard that podcast that you did. Yeah, absolutely. I heard that one. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that whole story unfolded not because Rusty was looking for a creepy, cryptid monster story, but it just kind of fell into his lap. And my goodness, I mean, what an amazing first story to uncover. Now, that's when he started his YouTube channel. And before we get into your experiences with this rake creature, because I know there was an initial encounter that was pretty dramatic. And from there was a stalking involved over about a 3-year period. You just recently started a YouTube channel from between the time that you emailed me to possibly come on the show to now you started a YouTube channel and you started telling me about it. And I was like, no, stop right there. I don't want to hear that yet. We got to hit record because this is interesting. So from what I understand, and I'll let you take it away, you started a YouTube channel and your first video you did was you went undercover in was it a witch's coven for a few hours?
A witchcraft store.
So all right, let's start at the basics of what is your YouTube channel? What's the purpose behind it? And then what took you into a witchcraft store to go undercover?
Okay, so my YouTube channel is called Releasing Waters on YouTube, and also we have an Instagram page as well. And the purpose behind the YouTube channel is whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do, whatever missions he's like, hey, go do this, go do that, that's what we do. So I had made my own couple of videos, but the very first mission that the Holy Spirit wanted us to go on was he wanted us to go undercover into a witchcraft store. So
Before you go any further, I want you to lay the groundwork here as well, and I'll ask it in a form of a question to you. Do you think that the first mission was tied to you being a former witch?
The thing is, I definitely have a background in witchcraft, so there could be something like that there, like that I have like a history with it, that I have like maybe like authority over something like that, or that I'm familiar in those kinds of spaces. So there could very well be, yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and tell me what happened.
Okay, so we were going to go inside of the witchcraft store, so we needed to record, obviously. So we prayed that we were going to be able to record and that my wife was going to be able to record inside of the witchcraft store undetected. So this is a small room, a small little store in a small little town. And we go in there. My wife gets 5+ hours of footage undetected. So we're going inside of this witchcraft store. I'm talking to the guy. He's talking about all kinds of like how the world's ending. And like, I don't even know what you'd have to go and watch the video. But the one part that happened that stood out to me is I was talking to him and all of a sudden he looks up, he stops, he goes, shh, quiet, you up there. And I'm like, what was that? Oh, no, I was just telling the spirit to be quiet. I'm like, and like he literally was talking to a spirit and the spirit was telling him what to say to us that entire time. And at one point he just looks up and says to it to be quiet.
Do you think that him telling it to be quiet or it directing him, do you think that the spirit knew who you were and was trying to let him know?
Probably, because we went in there like thinking that we were going to preach the gospel, but he just kept on talking over us and he would randomly talk about something. Mid-sentence, stop and talk about something else. So the spirit was directing him on what to talk about and stuff like that.
Wow.
But the thing is, we were able to find out that this guy goes to a local Mennonite church, actually. So he said where the church is, and we redacted that from the video. But the Holy Spirit then wanted us to go to that Mennonite church and anoint the outside of it with oil, actually. So that's another video that we did shortly after that. So us going inside of the witchcraft store led up to the video of us going and anointing the outside of that church, actually.
Wow. Dude, you're like boots on the ground, 007 in the spiritual realm. I love
it. Pretty much. Yeah, spiritual warfare, boots on the ground. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, gosh, man. I wish you were in Tennessee and not Canada. We'd have some fun.
Hey, if you want me serious. Down, I mean, we can go Bigfoot hunting together.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to talk about it. But okay. I've had, I don't know if you heard the episode, Patrick and Patty, the father-son or father-daughter team that came down here from Canada, and the former shamans, and really, really great people, wealth of information. I still use nuggets of what Patrick shared in studio in conversations, especially things like he talked about how he would use trees to travel to the upper realm and into the spirit realm, and how trees are really like almost like a portal spiritual highway that shamans use and other people as well. And it's not a surprise that you hear people talk about, to me, it back in the day, if you would have asked me when I was just starting this journey in 2017, you would have said, "Hey, Tony, I saw a Bigfoot portal out of a tree." I'd be like, "You're nuts. I don't want anything to hear. I'm not here for that. Get lost." And now I'm like, no, that makes perfect sense.
I used to also not believe in this kind of stuff too. I used to think, oh, that's all woo-woo. But over the course of my life, I've seen too much to not believe it, right?
Yeah. That's how I feel. I mean, I've heard too much. I've experienced too much at this point on my own. I know that there's a supernatural realm. It's operating and it's warring. Well, parts of it is warring against us and parts of it is warring for us. We have to understand that there is a supernatural realm and there is active warfare happening there. And we are the subject. And it's not even a question in my mind. It's not a pontification. It's not something that I wonder about. It is something that I absolutely 100% believe. And I believe that I can point to certain things in scripture that back that up, you know, and everybody wants to go to like Ephesians 6:12 and things like that. But I'm telling you, man, like one of my favorite places in the Bible to point to is Daniel 10, because it literally lays out visually what I'm trying to describe to people. You literally have warfare happening in the spirit realm that prevents an angel from getting to Daniel to answer his prayer. I mean, yep. Like it's that there's tangibility there. Like it literally, we're talking about time delayed with the human Daniel experienced a time period where there was no answer. And when he gets the answer, he finds out the reason why he's not getting an answer right away is because there was warfare happening and angels interceding on his behalf. It's just, it's wild to me. But so what was the channel again, by the way?
It's Releasing Waters on YouTube.
Okay.
And yeah, there's so much warfare going on all the time. I mean, just last month, let's say, I don't know exactly when, but I was homesick from work. And all of a sudden, I just felt like an extreme mental fog come over me while I was laying in bed. And just a lot of like nasty thoughts coming to me. And then the Holy Spirit just told me, anoint your bed. I'm like, okay. I got up and I started anointing my bed. I've never done this before. So I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over my bed and I'm just anointing my bed. And then I feel the rush of the Holy Spirit kind of like really just like take over the atmosphere. So then I just started going crazy. I'm starting to like ask the Lord to send angels to repaint the walls in my room. I'm like, I'm pointing at random things, just anointing that. And I start going throughout the entire house. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm anointing like the mirror, the vanity. And then I'm just every single doorway. I'm like anointing the four posts of it. And I go around the entire house and I'm just going in a circle, just anointing everything. I just feel the Holy Spirit's power. And right before I get to the last room, we have a cabinet. And I'm just anointing. And then I was just about to start anointing the last room. And then this cabinet door violently swings open in front of my face. And I was just immediate. I felt the rush of fear. It was a demonic spirit that was trying to intimidate me. So now I was standing there and I was just like rebuking it in the name of Jesus. And I think I was there for like 45 minutes, an hour, just rebuking this thing. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit told me, okay, now start worshiping. So I'm like, as I'm still rebuking it, I'm like setting up a Bluetooth speaker to start playing worship music in the house. So I'm blasting it and I'm just worshiping, singing along, worshiping the Lord. I'm asking like the Lord to send angels to the house to come worship with me. And that went on for like, I think 2 hours of just pure worship. And at a moment I felt, okay, this is done. We're done worshiping. Like the battle's over. Grab myself something to eat. I go sit down. I look outside and there's like 100 crows circling the property. They're landing on the trees. They're on the ground. And there's just a ton of crows everywhere. The crows, I don't know what that meant, but yeah, it's just one of those things. There's just so much warfare going on that you would never see.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.